Australia has joined Canada, the EU, Britain and the United Nations in demanding clarity over the death of the Saudi journalist and critic Jamal Khashoggi. After weeks of denials, Saudi authorities have admitted that the Washington Post columnist was killed after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. They claim he was then accidentally killed by rogue Saudi agents in a fistfight.
We are determined to uncover every stone. We are determined to find out all the facts, and we are determined to punish those who are responsible for this murder. And we are determined to ensure that the institution that we have that deals with intelligence has checks and balances in it, and to ensure that something like this can never happen again.
That's the Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jaber. But the explanation that Khashoggi was accidentally killed in a brawl inside the consulate has been met with incredulity. World leaders, including Prime Minister Scott Morrison, demanding answers and the whereabouts of his body. Australia says it follows the lead of other nations and is pulling out of this high-profile investment conference in Riyadh this week, otherwise dubbed Davos in the desert. Roger Shanahan is a Middle East expert at the Lowy Institute. He's also served in the Australian Embassy in Riyadh. Roger Shanahan, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Roger, in your view, how credible is the suggestion from the Saudis that rogue Saudi agents killed the journalist inside the Istanbul consulate without the kingdom's knowledge?
Listen, I think that's stretching incredulity to new levels. I don't think there's any way that an operation like this would have been carried out without at least the knowledge, if not the direction, from the highest levels in the Saudi ruling family.
I suppose the issue comes of what was the instruction. We don't know anything more about that. World leaders are demanding clarity from the Saudis. Is that clarity more likely to come from the Turkish authorities, who are threatening, as I understand it, to release audio of the killing in coming days?
Well, this is a good question. I think the Turkish government has been playing things quite smartly. At the official level, President Erdogan's been talking about waiting for the investigation to be concluded. But at the unofficial level, there's been some pretty specific information that's being leaked to the press. And I think that's been designed to paint the Saudis into a corner to make sure that they have to come up with a truthful account. Or an acceptable account of exactly what happened in the consulate. And I think we're seeing that being played out at the moment. The Saudi stonewall to start. 2 weeks later, they now say that he was killed. Nobody's buying that. And it'd be interesting to see how much pressure the Turks are going to continue to exert on the Saudis.
Even the US President Donald Trump isn't buying it, even though he's made it very clear he doesn't want to pull the ultimate sanction in arms deals with Saudi Arabia, but he says he's not satisfied. If the Turkish authorities do reveal some kind of proof that Jamal Khashoggi was the victim of deliberate and gruesome murder, what will happen then, do you think? What form will the international outrage take?
Well, this is a good question. I think this is where it gets very difficult for the Turkish government, because so much rests on what their investigation finds and how much they're going to officially release of the information that they claim to have. It's an interesting conundrum for Western governments, but particularly the US government, because on the 4th of November, the next tranche of sanctions, the oil sanctions against Iran, kick in, and Saudi Arabia is key to Washington's strategy of trying to put greater pressure on Iran. Mm. So they've got limited options about what they can do, but they certainly have to take a harder line than they have at the moment.
Do you think that perhaps the Saudi kingdom, the Crown Prince, was feeling safe in the knowledge of that scenario, for instance, as one of the things you just talked about, and the US's determination to hang on to that arms deal it has with Saudi Arabia? I mean, it was an incredibly high-profile, audacious move, even if the plan was to just kidnap Jamal Khashoggi rather than kill him. I mean, even if you accept that the interrogation or the attempt to kidnap went wrong, it's still a high-risk move, isn't it?
Oh, listen, absolutely.
Why was it so important to the Crown Prince that he take that risk?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. What we have seen at the moment, which is pretty disconcerting, is while the Crown Prince has certainly undertaken some social reforms at home, there's been no inch given in political reforms, but also of more concern is his recklessness in foreign policy. As the defence minister, he initiated the invasion of Yemen, which we're still in 3 years later. He detained the Lebanese prime minister and made him resign on national television. He has picked this very public fight with Qatar and then with Canada. I mean, the lists of overreach from the Saudi ruling family in foreign policy issues was worrying. It's even more worrying now, and it's inexplicable how they thought they could get away with something like this.
So, Roger, what can or should a country like Australia do to protest this apparent murder? Our foreign minister says Australia will not attend that high-profile investment conference in Riyadh following a number of other countries. Is that the strongest signal Australia should be sending?
Well, it's a signal. We're kind of leading from behind, if you will, on this. I mean, our stakes in Saudi are not the same as other people's, and also we have legitimate trade in services and agricultural goods to protect. But we still have to send a very strong message, and I think what the government has done in terms of boycotting the conference is certainly the minimum that we could do. But the other issues, such as Christopher Pyne's push to try and grow defence exports to the Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia, either has to be stopped completely or curtailed significantly. And I'm talking about government support for that, not private enterprise doing their own thing. But I think in the current climate, the government has to ease off in a number of areas to send a very strong message to the ruling family in Saudi Arabia. And Australia has to do that in concert with the other Western like-minded states.
Roger Shanahan, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Roger Shanahan is a Middle East expert for the Lowy Institute for International Policy. He served for a time at the Australian Embassy in Riyadh.